Sam.
I mean, they're a great defense. Rex Ryan has always been known for his defenses. I mean, they're playing good football. The defensive group plays very good, man. They play stout. They don't throw too many things at you. They line up and say, you know, you got to win your one-on-one matchups.
What do you see from Lorenzo as a pass rusher?
Lorenzo good, man. Lorenzo been good, man. Lorenzo been in the league almost as long as me. Lorenzo, competitor, hard worker. You know, I went against him all last year in practice, and I'm happy for him. I'm really happy for him. I'm glad he's out there doing his thing. I'm really, really happy for him.
I'm gonna ask Derek this question as far as, you know, how the Bills get after the quarterbacks. Is it more of them trying to outnumber the blockers and trying to confuse you guys? Kind of
You know, with Rex Ryan, you never know what he's gonna throw at you. You know, he's been that type of guy. I played against him in the past, and he's that type of guy. You never know what he's gonna throw at you. And I know with the way we're going, he's gonna have something different and something, you know, drawn up just for us this week that you probably haven't seen all year. So we got to be ready for it. You know, best thing we're gonna be able to do is just stick to our rules. And you know, our rules usually pick up, you know, stuff, and if we stick to our rules, stuff usually plays out well. So that's our plan. We know there's gonna be some stuff that we haven't seen yet, and we have to be prepared for it when we get it.
Derek's been playing, you know, really well in the fourth quarter, obviously, this season. Much of a big improvement from last year. What have you seen from him kind of when the game's on the line, and games are won and lost, how he's played much better this year?
I get this question. I can't pinpoint anything. I can't give you an exact answer, man. He's our leader. He's our guy. And that's what you're supposed to do when you're the leader. You know, when the game's on the line, you got to be the best out there. And he's doing that. And I'm happy, man. I mean, he puts in the work. He puts in the work every day and week in and week out. And it's showing for us on Sunday. I mean, he's a hard worker. But I get asked that a lot. It's like, I can't give you, you know what I mean? I can't give you a particular answer. But whatever's working, let's keep it working. You feel me?
How much of that leadership traces to sort of poise and maturity more than just physical skills, more than just his arm? Developed in that regard too.
He's been doing that since he got here. He's been a mature, you know, way ahead of his age, way ahead of his his pro career curve. You know, he's a 3rd year guy, but he doesn't play like that. He doesn't carry himself like that. He doesn't lead us like that. He leads us like a 10-year guy, and you know, that's great coming from such a 3rd year guy. You can't ask for more. Like I said, I sit back and just watch because I don't have to do it because he does it. Khalil does it, you know, so I get to sit back and just focus more on me, making sure nobody gets to DC.
But you saw that from Derek in his rookie year, even.
Yeah, well, first when he first got in the huddle, he took command. He's been taking command since then. You know, that's a good thing about DC.
So he's got that it factor, whatever it means.
Exactly. I mean, you look throughout the league. The successful guys in this league have that it factor, and you know, DC's becoming. We're becoming successful, and it's all because of DC. A big part of it is because of DC. So he has that.